I'm happy to tell you tonight's reading is sponsored by Friends of the Poetry Center. You all know that we do a lot of grant writing and hustling to support the reading series, but one of our dearest and friendliest source of support are the Friends, who are local people and people around the country who give whatever they can, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500. To help support the reading series. So I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are among those friends and let others know that any kind of contribution is always extremely well appreciated by the Poetry Center. Tonight I'm delighted and honored to welcome one of our most important and influential poets. Denise Levertov's 21st book with new directions, Evening Train, is just out. We do have some copies in hardback here for sale tonight out in the corridor. It will soon be followed by new and selected essays. Born in England, Levertov was educated at home, except for a period of training in ballet, emigrated to the U.S. in 1948. I first encountered her work in the late 60s in the long-defunct magazine Caterpillar, then edited by Clayton Eshelman, and looked to by many of us with excitement for its unpredictable offerings. There I found From a Notebook, October 68 to May 69, later published as part of the book Staying Alive. It sprawled across page after page, a meditation upon the idea of revolution to a world of peace and mutual aid, written within the context of the activism of the 60s. It was, by turns, lyrical, journalistic, and didactic, including instructions for what to do when you went to a demonstration in Berkeley. The sprawl was held together by a sense of political anguish, which was common ground for all of us in those days. Poetry was never the same again for me. Nor was it, I suspect, for thousands of other readers who discovered Levertov's work in those years and developed an addiction to her books, which thankfully have continued to thrive over the subsequent 30 years or so. But whenever a reader should find her poems, one can count on a sense of music finely tuned to the inner life, to the sensuality of experience, and to the urgencies of our moment in history. Please join me in welcoming Denise Levertov.
Thank you.